Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Guess who is mostly physically back, ladies and gentlemen? I said mostly physically back. Friday! Gotta get down on Friday. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Friday edition of the Rob Brown Show is on your radio, and it's the Fan Upstate. I am sure that the Great One has missed all of you, as much as all of you have missed him, his triumphant return to the radio airwaves. Ladies and gentlemen, let us all say hello and welcome back to the Great Malonzo.
You know how you can prove that you've been sick? Who in their right mind misses an entire week and comes back on Friday?
That is a choice.
Yeah.
That is a choice.
I mean, we've had other employees in the past. Oh, I'm going to take all my sick days. Guaranteed they weren't sick. Actually, I know they weren't. I've been near death for the entire week, but I'm here today.
Sure is. And while you may not be glad to be here, we're glad you are here. So welcome back, buddy.
I'm glad to be alive.
I mean, believe that.
So, I mean, there's that.
How verge of death were you? Very, kind of, a little bit?
Not like the last time I was sick when I was in the hospital. No, I went through like probably 8 boxes of tissues.
Oof.
In a couple days.
Was this the changing of the season, my car is now yellow type of sick?
Yeah, that's what it is. But, you know, according to the nurse practitioner, I'm a smoker. And I was very angry about that. I mean, I have a problem with judgmental doctors who think they know everything, or nurse practitioners when they don't. And then she wanted to tell me that I'm about to stroke out. So there's that too, because my blood pressure is up really high, and I know why it's high, because of the weight. And then she wanted to explain to me how I was wrong about how I go about losing weight, and I wondered why I was there. But, you know, I'm the guy who never goes to the doctor unless he's forced to go, because I don't like sitting for an hour and a half to be seen for like 3 minutes and then moved on. It's ridiculous. There's got to be a way to streamline the process to where an actual sick person doesn't have to sit around a bunch of other sick people waiting for that long period of time just to be seen for a couple minutes. And here's the thing. What are they doing in between time? So if it only takes them a couple minutes to diagnose, what I mean, is the golf simulator in the back? What's going on? I mean, because if you look at it relative to how much time you're there and how much time they spend with the average time they spend with someone in it who's sick. I mean, if you look around, I looked around and everyone basically had the same thing. You can tell everyone's coughing and sneezing. And so if everyone has the same thing and you're taking a couple minutes, what are you doing in between times? I mean, paperwork? You're not the only one in the building. It's very annoying. And you would think after all these, actually, back in my day, when you went to the small doctor's office, it's all by itself, like one doctor in there, maybe had a secretary. The one doctor.
Wait, are you not going to drop the old man back in my day music on yourself?
No, because that,
Because yours makes sense.
No, because I'm barely functioning.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
Fair enough.
And Dr. Zielinski back in the day, whose fingers were as cold as death, that dude, you were in, you were out, you couldn't understand what he was saying, but the medicine he gave you, it worked. And didn't have to wait for stinking 3 hours for a 3-minute diagnosis. Should have went teledoc, but they don't give doctors excuses. At least I don't think they do.
Lonzo needed a note.
The medicine...
I want you to know I talked to the...
medicine's kind of working, but I've only been taking it for a day. So, I mean, you know.
The boss came into the office because Zoe texted us late Sunday night and was like, gents, I'm not coming in tomorrow. And Lonzo and I headbutt a lot, but we also have a lot in common. One of the things is if we call out, we're brink of death, right? Like I've come in here and pushed through mild colds and migraines and sprained ankles and whatnot. If we call out, it's bad. And so it's the same way. So I was like, all right, yep, nope, it's not great for the great one. And then on, I think on either Tuesday or Wednesday, after the show, I was in the Fortress of Nerditude by my lonesome getting some work done. And the big boss down the hall comes in and he goes, yeah, I just talked to Lonzo. He's out tomorrow. And I said, yeah, I figured I'd hear from him when he's coming back. And he goes, yeah, he sounds like crap. And I was like, well, I mean, okay. That's what it's going to take for him not to show up and play like a champion today. So I'm not shocked by that. When the boss described you as, and for the record, he didn't say crap. But when he describes you as sounding like crap and the boss is going, oh, I think you could push through it. Like,
well,
it's bad.
No, he suggested I stay home after talking to me because something didn't get done because I'm sick and no one else did the thing. So, and everybody was gone who could have done the thing. So even though I was sick and could barely see my computer screen, I still jumped on and did the thing because I'm me. But, you know.
El campeón. Play like a champion today. All right. We have got a lot to get into on the Friday, gotta get down on Friday edition of the radio program. We had some news from the Carolina Panthers yesterday. They have cut former South Carolina Gamecock Jadeveon Clowney. He is out after one season in Carolina. The Rock Hill, South Carolina native ended the season last year with 5 sacks, despite having 9.5 sacks the year before that, but was going to accumulate quite a bit of salary cap this year.
By the way, that wasn't entirely his fault because Derek went down. They traded their best defensive player, and he was like it.
I don't disagree.
So, I mean, what I'm saying is he got more attention than he would have on the defense when he originally came in on.
I don't disagree. I would also say $17.775 million against the cap. 5 sacks, isn't it?
Is he done?
No, somebody will pick him up. He'll probably end up with a defense that has a – he'll probably get partnered up. You know where I think would be – I don't know if they've got the money for it. I got to look into their salary cap situation. But I would put him like – on Detroit across from Aiden Hutchinson, right? Like, I'd put him opposite a guy like Aiden Hutchinson. I'd go find a team that has an elite pass rusher on one side and definitely not that on the other.
We're not sure about Aiden Hutchinson because him coming back from major injury. I keep seeing those videos. He looks like he's not ready. I think that's sarcasm because, yeah, he's limping a little bit, but, I mean, he looks fine to me.
Remember, like, in the postseason run last year, there were folks in Detroit, and granted, they may have been operating out of optimism, but there were a lot of folks who believe that if the Lions made the Super Bowl, Hutch could have played. Maybe not gone out there and played every snap, but could have maybe gone out there in obvious passing situations. I don't know how much of I haven't seen said videos yet, so I don't know if he's got a limp or what, or if it is, if it's
there. He's got a long white sleeve on his leg, and he's running and doing drills. He looks fine. There's a little bit of a hitch, but there's probably always going to be when you have a major leg injury.
Yeah, it was a gruesome injury.
You're always going to limp a little bit.
gruesome injury. So, but as far as Jadeveon Clowney goes, that feel you know, putting
we'll
him
take
opposite,
him in Kansas City. I mean,
I bet you would.
Yeah, you know,
I bet you would. There's going to be a lot of teams that could look at a guy like Jadeveon Clowney and go, we can pair him up. We can put him opposite somebody on the other side that is a dominant pass rusher for the exact reason you talked about a minute ago, which is let's not create a world where they know which side, the whatever side that one guy's on. Hey, running back, just be the extra blocker on the other side, right? Like you've got to pay attention because while this guy on the other side maybe isn't as elite as an Aiden Hutchinson, he can still wreck your quarterback if he is unaccounted for. So if Jadeveon wants to play another season, I suspect there's going to be a team out there that's going to give it to him. That being said, the reason Carolina made the cut, and I don't even think it really has a ton to do. I mean, obviously, it does have something to do with five sacks, but I think it's more about $17.775 million in cap space coming off the book. Jadeveon's cap space by itself pays for your entire draft class.
You know, I get that. So if you're a Panther fan, you couldn't look at it negatively and go, okay, yeah, five sacks, and we're getting rid of that. That's still pretty good, so we're making our defense worse. A defense that was already bad, we're making worse.
Nah, it's five sacks. Like it's a good number, but it's not $17.75 million worth of good. Like this is one of those spots there that as a fan, you have to understand the business side is in roster construction as important as the football side. Like, no, you don't want to lose 5.5 sacks. That's a healthy number of sacks on the season.
All right, what position did he play? Was he playing defensive end?
Edge rusher, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. According to AI, the average number of sacks for a defensive end in the NFL is 1.5 to 2 sacks per game.
Again, yeah. Not saying he's not a good defensive
end. That's per game, and that sounds wrong. No one's averaging 2 sacks per game.
That's 17 plus
you
sacks
suck
a season.
AI.
Yeah, that's not right.
Let's go to Stat News. There we go.
I 5.5 sacks is a fine number. It is not $18 million worth of sacks. And when you are in a spot where you've got this entire rookie class you've got to pay for, you've got Pat Jones, who you just signed to a $20 million deal right before the draft. That's your big free agent pickup. You're probably not done. I could see Carolina looking potentially down the line at more trade possibilities, more acquisitions down the line. $17.5 million and your rookie class is paid for versus 5.5 sacks when, remember, you also just drafted 2 edge rushers. And I'm not saying that Nick or Princely are going to work out as studs. I'm saying you're playing the law of averages that one of them can be a 5.5 sack guy. 5.5 is not game changing. I'm asking for less than 0.5 sack a game. I'm asking for one time every other game, get a hand on a quarterback and slow them down enough that the linebackers get there for $17.75 million and every rookie's paid for. Like, I saw some folks online that were kind of up in their feels that, you know, this is a Gamecock native. This is a South Carolina kid. How could you? The audacity. How can you say one team, two states, and then cut a kid from the second state? And the answer is because at that level, they do not give a damn where you are from or where you played college ball. They don't. If he could have been born on the 50-yard line at Bank of America Stadium. 5.5 sacks is not getting you 18 milli guaranteed when you've got, Tenorola McMillan's contract that you're responsible for now. When you had the draft class that you had, when you had a free agent pickup in Pat, like, you've got too many guys that you've got to deal with. You've got too many guys that you've got to pay. So this story didn't shock me when it came out yesterday. I saw a lot of people reacting online, and I do think this was, for a lot of folks on social media, and I say this respectfully, but some of you aren't going to take it that way. This is what happens when college football fans bring their college football fandom to the NFL, it doesn't matter that he was a Gamecock or a Rock Hill, South Carolina native. What matters is amount of money you paid him per sack, and 18 milli for 5.5 is not the answer.
Did they feel the same way on all the other teams he's been on? Because he's been on a ton of teams.
He has. And like the year before that, he had 9.5 sacks. I would go ahead and say if he had 9.5 sacks, he's probably still on this team.
So you got to look it up because he's been on so many different teams.
Sure. And? I mean,
he is. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is was that anger there for all the other teams? He's been a really good player. Has he been a great player? Has he lived up to the expectations that he had after, coming out of college with the hit on Michigan that will live forever? I mean, after we're all dead, that will be one of the hits that will be shown. Throughout football period.
He has been on 6 teams since he was drafted by Houston in 2014. So this would be his, if he's on a team next year, his 11th. He's had a 10-year career, 3-time Pro Bowler, 1-time second team All-Pro. Not an extensive list of NFL awards. Played a year with Seattle. He was with the Texans from 2014 to 18. Spent a year with Seattle, a year with Tennessee, 2 with Cleveland, was with Baltimore, and then last year was with Carolina. 9.5 sacks, he's still on this team. 5.5 sacks, so a sack effect, less than a third of a sack per game is not getting you $18 million. Now, I don't know if they would have been willing to restructure him. I doubt it. And the other part of this that has to be considered, I doubt they would have been willing to renegotiate. And on top of that, I don't know how much less money he would have taken. What I do know for a fact is that all the way back before the draft, the Panthers were looking for a trade partner for Jadeveon Clowney, and nobody at least put anything on the table that made Carolina jump at it. And here's the thing. I have the working assumption that they knew we're either going to trade the guy or we're going to cut the guy. And if you're another NFL team, while you may be interested, if you know he is going to get cut and you know that there are not a ton of teams interested, you may be able to pay him less and you may have to come off less resources to just let him get cut and open up the market.
And shorter contract.
A shorter contract. Yeah. Because there is I believe he was only on, he was only on a 2-year deal, I believe. So it maybe only would have been 1 year, but it's whatever you're going to sign him for as a free agent is likely what you were going to have to sign him for if you made the trade. But also you'd have had to send, even if it was just a 7th rounder to Carolina, you'd have had to send a potential Marcus Colston, a potential Tom Brady over to Carolina to get a guy who produced 5.5 sacks as the number one lead edge rusher for the Panthers last year, right? So this news isn't shocking. I think the people who are shocked about it, and again, I say this respectfully, I think the people who are shocked about this are people who are allowing their Garnet and Black Gamecock love to shine through, going, oh, as a Gamecock, the audacity. When you get to the NFL, nobody gives a good gosh darn about who you are, where you were born, or where you played your college ball. Can you help the team or not? And 5.5 sacks helps the team, but not to the tune of just shy of $20 million when you've got a rookie draft class. By the way, John Brooks is out for the season too. PUP list as he continues to rehab that second torn ACL that he had. I'm going to go ahead and say, unfortunately, while I was very excited about the draft pick of John Brooks, that career probably isn't going to take off, unfortunately. All right. We'll talk more about this later in the show. Got some NFL breakdown, continuing fallout from George Pickens being sent from Pittsburgh to Dallas. Scott Van Pelt had a very hot breakfast food take. We're going to get to that. You know why? Because it's Friday. Who the hell cares? Rob Lonzo's back. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate, baby.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I have a genuine question for you. Since Lonzo's back and is feeling spectacular, this segment is for him. Lonzo, does the name Jim Fagan ring a bell for you for any reason? Is that name familiar?
Yeah, he had a slow rock tune in the 70s.
I don't know.
That was Donald Fagan.
Yes.
My fault.
Jim Fagan was a longtime broadcaster on NBC Sports. He used to do the NBA on NBC. Jim Fagan retired many years ago. And then Jim Fagan in 2017 died.
Wow. I'm not feeling well, but I don't know why this has to do with me.
It's an AI story.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. So Jim Fagan passed away in 2017. He was, if I recall off the top of my head correctly, 72 years of age. Had not done an NBA game in a few years, but was long considered one of the primary, chief, most prominent voices in National Basketball Association play-by-play. Well, it was announced a few days ago that Jim Fagan, who again is dead, which makes it, and I have not done the personal research on this, but being dead makes it very difficult to work. It makes it relatively tough to work. And as a radio guy, while I do not know because I have not done the research myself, I believe that being dead would make it relatively tough to cut promos, to cut commercials, to cut advertisement lines.
I don't know if you can vote. Why can't you work?
So, it was announced a couple of days ago that the NBA on NBC was going to be making a couple of changes to their NBA coverage. Because we all know that NBC is getting a lot of basketball coverage back. One of the things that they are doing is they are bringing back, has been announced in a fantastic commercial, bringing back the John Tesh round ball rock. Which is, I don't care what you say, a banger.
I have a John Tesh album, so you're not going to look at, I mean, I actually purchased a John Tesh album, which is pretty good.
Does it have round ball rock on it?
No, but but it has a bunch of his compositions. Plus, he didn't write just that, and he actually had some hits with other singers singing along to his compositions. Him old, though, I don't know. He looks good, but it still bothers me.
Lonzo just said, him old, though. Yeah, it's on Spotify. Okay, I can't play it, but it's on Spotify.
Well, you kind of did a little bit.
Yeah, but like not enough to be in trouble.
The commercial does look good.
So they bring back John Tesh, and they bring back Round Ball Rock, which, honestly, good. We can talk about like this, the SEC on CBS theme that ran for years, and it's gone, and blah, blah, blah. I don't think there is a song that is more synonymous with its sport than ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. But they are not bringing back just Round Ball Rock. They are bringing back Dead Jim Fagan. That, although short, is the voice of Jim Fagan, who passed away in 2017 through a partnership with Fagan's family. NBC Sports will use AI voice synthesis technology to recreate Fagan's voice for select title sequences, show opens, and promos for its upcoming NBA coverage. This builds on NBC Universal's successful use of generative AI technology during the Olympic Games from Paris for your daily Olympic recap on Peacock, which featured a recreation of legendary sports announcer Al Michaels' voice. The AI-generated voice of Fagan will supplement traditional voiceover work by other artists hired by NBC Sports.
See, there have been strikes that have gone on as far as voiceover actors for video games, actors for movies over things like this. And I know the family, you just said the family has given permission. My question is, why would they want to do that? I mean, you asked me, and I didn't know who he was. How many people know who this guy was? And how many people will go, oh, that's that guy's voice? I don't – is it enough to put someone else out of a job? Because a live human who could make some money, make a name for themselves maybe, some young up-and-comer, if you're going to have the NBA for a while, let someone grow with it. Find a good voice out there. They're everywhere. But instead, you have to go back in the archives and bring out a voice and use AI to make it. I don't understand the benefit, and I don't think the guy's famous enough for it to be impactful. Now, if it was James Earl Jones or someone like that, then maybe it makes an impact. But in this case, I don't know that it does.
I will say, I listen to it, and I think it is not so much about, unlike with the James Earl Jones, who you hear the voice of, I'm not even going to try, I can't do it. You hear the voice of James Earl Jones, you know which James Earl Jones. Like, you know the man behind the voice. There are some voices that the person doing the speaking is more prominent, and then there are voices where the voice is prominent. It's just, we know the voice, and you may not know the person, but you know that, I know that voice. That is Jim Fagan, in that I heard that clip, and I'm like, that's familiar to me from again, way back in the day, but I wouldn't have known it's Jim Fagan. I think for NBC, again, I don't necessarily think it's about putting somebody out of a job or not paying a voiceover artist to do this thing so much as it is for year number one, let's kind of lean back into the nostalgia of back when this used to be our product. Back when the NBA was ours. Back when the NBA on NBC was the NBA on NBC. It wasn't a TNT product. This was ours, and this is what it sounded like. It's kind of like when a local baseball club does a throwback night, right? Like, we're going to wear our old jerseys, and we're going to play our old music, and we're going to play videos on the board that are our commercials from back when our club was the Milwaukee Braves or whatever. I think it's kind of like that's what they're going for ultimately. And it just that like this is how they decided to do it.
And I think a lot of people who watch the NBA are going to go, oh, they got a new guy doing a voice. They're not going to go, oh, I know who that guy is. Because are those people, how long ago was it that NBC had the NBA?
Oh, a long time ago.
Right. Are those people still watching the NBA?
I mean, like,
are they still alive?
NBC lost the rights to broadcast NBC NBA games entirely in 2002.
Okay, so it wasn't that long
ago. Yeah, I mean, it was like the 70s. And Jim Fagan was the voice of the NBA. Well, when I say the voice of, not necessarily like play by play, but just the commercial voice of the NBA on TV. Like, we have a voice guy.
Like Don Pardo back in the day introducing Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And then he was replaced by the next guy. I don't know who the next guy
like
was.
Ed McMahon introducing Johnny Carson. Ed McMahon was not the voice of the show.
Yeah, but he also was a personality on the show. So,
sure.
So he was someone who you saw.
Sure, but like not anywhere close to the prominent voice. I think it's the same thing. Like, you want that recognizable featuring musical guest or whatever it is, right? Like, you want that.
Sounded more like a ghost.
Well, that guy is, right? You want that prominent voice, but in this case, you also want to, you want to vibe to that nostalgia for just a couple of minutes. I don't know. It's interesting, and it just is a way for me to shoehorn an AI story because it's vaguely connected to sports. The guy whose voice you hear guy's dead, and that's a computer.
Yeah, and that kind of voiceover, is that still does that still work? I mean, it's still a little over-the-top radio voice guy. I mean, I just...
There's a reason we still use over-the-top voice guy literally on this radio station. Like, that type of voice is an attention grabber. That's why so many hosts, I can't do it because I can't commit to talk. I could do an entire sports talk radio show in this voice,
proof
buddy.
I'm sick. I couldn't find my buddy. And it's like in the corner by itself.
I could do the entire show in this voice.
No, you couldn't. Because you're coughing just like I am. There's no way you could do that voice.
I'm gonna do the whole next segment in that voice.
Yeah, that'd be the one that the boss listens to and air checks.
Hey, dummy. Why are you doing that? Because it's iconic and it gets people to pay attention.
Does it?
They've been using voiceovers like this in broadcasting for literally thousands of years.
No, since 1934 or something? I don't know. I don't know when Marconi created the radio.
Well, they had a radio on the Titanic in 1912. So before that, I don't know why that came into my brain, but I'm also right, so who cares?
Are you sure?
That there was a radio on the Titanic?
You mean a radio playing music?
No, I mean like the ability to communicate between
that's
ships.
Like
two-way
radio or whatever, two-way radio.
Okay, I didn't say specific type
you're
of
right,
radio.
You're right.
I didn't say they had a radio.
And neither did I, so you were right.
And if they had an ability to broadcast voice from ship to ship, then all somebody had to do was sing into it, bango-wango, you got music. Point here is, I find this interesting because I wonder if we get to a point in sports, because the one thing that AI has not been able to successfully replicate with this, the one thing that AI has not been able to successfully replicate is human emotion. And with sports, like, we love it for the drama. The drama evokes emotion.
Yeah,
and so,
but just for the voiceover part right there, you don't really need that much.
Honestly, let me ask you this, because I almost set up the segment this way. Had I played that clip and not told you it was AI, do you think you would have picked that out?
No.
I don't think so either.
And here's the other, but it's because it's a voice I don't recognize. If it was a voice I recognize and I know they're dead, then that would be different.
Maybe. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, the voice sounded familiar. If you would have played that to me without telling me, hey, that guy died and it's AI, my reaction probably would have been like, oh, they got their old voice guy back. That's cool. Like, I don't know that I would have picked it out. The one reason I don't think AI is going to necessarily jump into sports like it is in other formats of radio right now is because it has not yet mastered evoking, replicating human emotion.
When we come back on the Rob Brown Show, news around the National Hockey League. The Carolina Hurricanes give one back to the Washington Capitals. What went wrong? We'll talk Stanley Cup playoffs and more on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So things are going real bad for South Carolina baseball right now. Less than a week after they got beat at the house 22-3 by the Florida Gators, they went on the road and took on the Auburn War Eagle Tigers last night. Final score, 7-inning mercy rule game, 24-2 in favor of the Auburn War Eagle Tigers. It's bad. I after the 22-3 game against Florida, and we talked a little bit about that game on Monday, and we had Lulu Kesson on yesterday. We asked her about it. After that game, I was willing to say, look, Paul Maneri is an iconic coach in the game, obviously had a number of very good years, won a natty for LSU down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The man's got history. The man's got legacy. It is what it is. Regime changes take time. Instituting a new culture takes time. All of this takes time. I don't know that it can be successful after this. And I don't know that it can be successful after this because I don't know, with as poorly as things are going right now for this ball club, I don't know that you won't experience a mass exodus of players after this year. Because it's not just that you are losing games, multiple games, by 20 runs. Yesterday, 22. This is a baseball game. That's a football score. A bad one. 24-2. A week after 23-2 against Florida last Saturday. Well, last Sunday. The Saturday game carried over. Not ideal. So I don't know what can be done here. Because one of the things that you're going to see are ball players who go, it's not getting better. Sure, regime changes take time. It takes time for a coach to step in, to change the culture, to change the locker room, to find the leaders, to institute his philosophies, to institute his style of ball. All of these things take some time. But what I do expect to see out of a first-year coach, whether that coach is iconic or whether that coach is a rook making his first season as the head coach, what I expect to see is consistency and improvement. And this is just not it. This team can't hit the ball. In the 7 innings yesterday, they had 5 hits on the game. Auburn had 20 hits in the game yesterday. South Carolina managed 5. They had pinch hitters coming in different spots. It just didn't matter. This team's terrible off the bump. Brandon Stone, 2 innings, 8 hits, 8 earned runs, 1 walk, 0 strikeouts. Ryder Guarino, 1.1 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs, 2 of them earned, 1 walk. Tyler Pitzer, 1.1, 5 hits, 10 earned runs, 3 walks, 1 strikeout. Cooper Parks, 1.1 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It earned 2 strikeouts. There's quite literally, and this is why I think you are going to find yourself in a rough situation. There is quite literally right now, and this comes from the most optimistic person you know, Rob Brown. I mean, it's just always sunshines and rainbows with me. The most optimistic person you know is looking at this team and saying, there's nothing. There's nothing to latch on to right now, right? If I'm going to say a regime change takes time, Paul Maneri needs some time to instill the way that he wants this team to play into this team, you've at least got to show me that there is something happening right now. This is in less than a week, 220-run losses. And you stack that on top of the fact that this team is barely over 500 on the season. The SEC is the best baseball conference in America. You are 5-20 in conference, even if it is the best conference in America. That's not good enough. I don't know what to say. Paul Maneri has a $5 million buyout, which is understandable because you brought the guy in and said, all right, you've won a natty. You've done incredible things down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As I have pointed out a number of times, as somebody who covered that school for a long time because of the fact that the Florida Panhandle is effectively Louisiana East. after Katrina, a lot of coonasses moved from southeast Louisiana down to Destin, Florida, and then state. LSU was probably the third most popular college in the Florida Panhandle where I broadcasted. I covered that team a lot. I covered LSU quite a bit. Mineri did great things at LSU, no doubt about it. But when he got hired by South Carolina, I told you all, my biggest fear about this is that you made a Muschamp hire on the baseball diamond. You made a Muschamp hire. And I guess it's better than a Muschamp hire in that at least Paul Mineri had some success. And there's something to be said about that. Muschamp really didn't. But the one thing that was true is that Muschamp got let go from the University of Florida because he just wasn't good enough as the head coach. And you picked him up. Paul Mineri got let go from LSU. Well, was allowed to leave LSU, but got let go from LSU because he just wasn't good enough. And much as I said, though I wasn't here at the time, I was down in Florida, and I talked about the hiring of Will Muschamp at South Carolina when I was in the Panhandle of Florida. And I said at the time, with all due respect to South Carolina, if you can't do it at Florida, in what world do you expect to be able to do it at South Carolina? Because, and this was obviously pre what Shane Beamer's done for this program, but Florida is repeatedly voted as one of the premier destinations for coaches in college football. The University of Florida is consistently ranked inside of the top 10, 5 schools in America in terms of facilities, in terms of booster participation, in terms of finances. The resources in Gainesville, Florida, respectfully, are just better than they are in Columbia, South Carolina. So if a cat couldn't do it at the University of Florida, explain to me the logic behind thinking he's going to do it in Columbia, South Carolina. And I had the same vibe about Paul Mineri. If he can't do it at LSU, a place where basketball ranks behind baseball in terms of love of the game from fans, Alex Box Stadium in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is considered one of the best facilities in college baseball. The LSU fan base is all in on baseball. They love baseball. It is a pride and joy. I understand it is a passion for South Carolina. I understand that you lean on baseball at South Carolina. But as somebody who has experienced them both, remember, my entire family, with the exception of my immediate family, they're all LSU people. I grew up around LSU baseball. I've seen it firsthand. I've been to more games at Alex Box Stadium than I have been to at either of the two schools here. And I've been to more baseball games for Clemson and South Carolina than I have football games. The LSU fan base is all in on baseball. It has better resources, nicer facilities, and frankly and respectfully, better players. And Mineri couldn't get it done there, so they walked. So then I brought up the reasons why. I do not know that Paul Mineri, and I say this respectfully, but I do not know that Paul Mineri, in his mid-60s, is going to be able to communicate successfully with 17, 18, 19-year-old kids in a way that's going to get them on board. That's not Mineri's fault, but it is Mineri's reality. And that's where you are. And so after you got hammered by Florida at your own house last weekend, understandably, Paul Mineri started getting asked questions. Hey, man, are you going to check out? Are you done after a year here? And Paul Mineri said, no, I'm not going anywhere. people came back and they said, oh, this guy's doubting. What do you think he's going to say? What do you think he's going to say? Yep. You know what? Turns out I'm bad at this job, so I'm going to fire myself. Of course he has to say that he's going to stay. Because he's going to make South Carolina fire him. So he gets that $5 million severance package. Of course he is. We all would. But the reality of the situation here is what my concerns were at the time of the hiring. I think it may not be the primary reason. But my concerns when you hired Paul Menary have got to, at least in some part, I think, be considered accurate here. This baseball team has no cohesion, no chemistry. It has nothing right now. Your batting has not gotten better. Your pitching has not gotten better. Your base running has been pathetic. Like, there's nothing good about it. And the problem you're going to bump into here is you have a decision to make. Do we pay for our first-year head coach to leave this program, or do we suck it up and ride another year? Here's the problem. You can make the argument that year two will be better. Oh, Maneri's going to have the opportunity to bring his players into the program. He's going to have the opportunity to bring his guys into the program. Menary coaching his guys and not holdovers from last year's team, the ones that stuck around, will give him an opportunity to be successful. Sure. But the gamble on that is you're saving $5 million. You're riding with the possible outcome that Paul Menary is going to be able to bring in some of his guys that are going to play his ball, his way, and everything is going to be honky-dory, sunshine and rainbows next year. What if it's not? What if it's not? What if it is not about his guys? What if he's just not him anymore? What if it's not about his guys? What if he is just, as I said I was concerned about, what if he's just not in his mid-60s able to talk baseball with college-aged kids in a way that they get it, that they understand it, that they are going to comprehend it and then enact and execute it? Because that's kind of how it feels to me. If Paul Menary had it, you would see growth out of this team. Maybe it's slow. Maybe it's just a little bit better at a time. But you've gotten beat by 20 twice in a week. Twice in a week. And to two really good ball clubs, I'll be clear. The University of Florida is an Omaha threat. Auburn is an Omaha threat. They're ranked number 8 in the country right now. It's two really good teams. But man, you are two games over 500 with your offseason, or excuse me, your out-of-conference record included in that number. In Southeastern Conference play, best conference in college baseball, not arguing that it's not, you're 5-20. So if Menary doesn't get better, even after you give him the extra year to bring in his guys, to bring in guys that are going to play the game the way he wants it played, that are going to listen to him coach the way that he wants to coach, that are going to be loyal to him, whatever. If he brings those guys in, and the reality of the situation is he just ain't him anymore, the damage that will be done to a baseball program that South Carolina fans told me last year, we're close. We just need to find the guy that can lead the program, but we are close. The damage that will be done if you have another year like this year will be, I'm not going to use the word inescapable, but it will set you back years. It will take years to rehab the image of this program, and you will end up in a spot where your next coach will have to be a young, upcoming prospect anyway. So before you hit me with the, well, if you fire Paul Menary, Rob, who are you going to hire? I'm going to tell you this. If you don't move on from Paul Menary, your candidate pool is going to be the same. It's going to be the same. You're going to go have to find a young, upcoming prospect somewhere because nobody's going to want to be a part of the program if what happened this year happens again next year and resets everything. Texas said the Paul Mainieri experiment failed. It's time to fire him and his entire staff. The baseball team is a joke. That's from Dewey. Keith and TR said, I love my team, but watching this team makes my stomach hurt. Appreciate that, Keith. And Jacob said the best thing happening right now is Ray Tanner gone as AD. Yeah. What a walk-off pitch from Ray Tanner that this was his last hire, right? We'll talk more about this later in the show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's all send the good vibes, the positivity to Lonzo as he fights like a champion to deliver this sports flash.
Prepare for the low-key delivery of your life.
The NBA on NBC.
Just one NBA game last night. The Timberwolves overwhelmed the Warriors 117-93. Golden State was without Steph Curry as he rehabs a strained hamstring. Julius Randle led all scorers with 24. The series is now tied 1-1.
That's your NPR Sports Flash.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? The Carolina Hurricanes fell to the Capitals last night 3-1. Shane Gostisbehere scored the Canes' only goal in the third period while down two, but Tom Wilson finished Carolina with an empty netter with a minute to play. The Atlanta Braves walked off the Reds in the 11th inning for a 5-4 win last night. Spencer Schwellenbach gave up five hits and one run in six innings. Atlanta had 10 hits, including Drake Baldwin's pinch hit RBI single in the 11th for the win. Wow, I did it. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show and Water Cooler Cheat Sheet coming up right here on The Fan Upstate.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.